not up for adoption.
Yeah.
107.7 The Island. Good Tuesday morning, and thanks for being here. Did I hear somebody is not available for adoption?
No. Yes. Our foster mom is here with foster kitten, but she's doubling as babysitter, so we have extra littles available. A two-footed and a four-footed.
Remind me foster mom's name.
Becky.
Becky, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Oh. Hi. What do you got? You got something cute in the cage. I see it.
Hi.
Oh. Come on.
A little fluff ball.
Come here.
Oh.
Her claws stuck on the blankie.
Hi.
Yeah, we were a little too little to even to get our vetting, but she came in as a found because the rest were.
Hi, baby.
I'm trying to remember. I'm totally drawing a blank. There's been so many calls lately.
Was she the one that came from the parking lot somewhere?
Yeah.
Hospital or Walmart?
I think this is the Walmart parking lot one. That found her and brought her, did not know what to do, brought her in. She had well over.
It always fascinates me how soft
fleas.
They are.
Oh, fleas.
100 fleas, and we were kind of nervous about her. She just was so full of stuff. But vet took a look, said, well, she's too young to check for any serious diseases, so let's get her to foster for a few more weeks till we build up.
What is
up.
Her name?
Socks.
Socks, yep.
Socks.
She's got four white socks.
Why do I want to name them all artichoke?
I don't know. Do you even like artichokes?
Yeah, I do.
Do you like artichoke dip?
Oh, yeah, everybody does.
Yeah.
I can't tell if she's super nervous shaking or she's purring.
She's purring.
She's purring. She's a purr.
And she's such a different color. That's not the typical.
Describe the color. It's a tannish.
It's a tannish. Oh,
she's a dilute orange.
It's exactly how I like my coffee. It's creamer with just a
she likes to run.
Of coffee.
So we should name her Caramel.
So we should name her Laura's Coffee.
Laura's Mug.
Coffee Macchiato.
Yes.
That is an adorable kitten.
Oh, God.
Now, I was ensconced in Kitty World when you were talking. Did you mention you found her in Walmart?
Walmart parking lot, yeah.
Really?
We're guessing it's another case of we were up inside, you know,
somebody's vehicle.
Someone's vehicle, engine, whatever.
Yeah, she might be from out of state.
Could be.
Does she meow with an accent?
Yes.
Oh, my stars.
She does.
Becky says yes.
You can't be a streaker.
She's from New York. Voice for Companion Animals and Animeals program is a nonprofit organization that provides food and supplies for in-home pets. Nonprofit based in GI, striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owner. They also have amazing pets available for adoption, like artichoke coffee, caramel,
macchiato, something or another.
Ginger. You can name her Ginger.
Marshmallow something.
Doesn't she look like a ginger?
Socks.
Okay, socks.
Her name is Socks.
The only problem I have with socks is wasn't there a presidential White House pet?
Yeah, there was a cat.
Was it
Clinton?
It was either Clinton. Yeah, I think so.
This is the definite definition of a cat. Curious and
oh, yes.
I'm checking everything out and I like to play with all kinds of toys.
Yes, toys, dogs,
people toys.
Cats.
Yeah.
Is she too young to adopt yet?
Yes. She's in foster with Becky still while we wait for her to get a little bit older. You know, there's such a window when they're so young. There's such a window that they're so vulnerable to all kinds of diseases and infections and things. And if we keep them in a foster where foster mom can keep a close eye, and if she sees anything, we immediately address it. Make sure she's eating properly, canned food, dry food. You know, what is she liking? What is she not liking? And then when age appropriate, we'll get her back to the vet, get her tested for feline AIDS, feline leukemia, and then get her up for adoption.
Yes, and we have discovered we do not like anything turkey.
Hi. Are you jealous?
You too.
In the event that is what happened, say somebody was in an RV traveling, stopped at Walmart, the cat escaped, would they know? Would you trust that they would know to go to all the organizations, including you, and saying, hey, did anybody find my kitten?
Yeah, and we have so many lost and found pages. There's at least three or four in our area that are monitored and updated all the time. Of course, there's animal control. that has the contract with the city to take strays, and they'll post them and what have you. And then when we find them, we let them know. Unfortunately, when you get kittens this age, they're usually technically aren't someone's pet. So they're, I don't want to say disposable, but they are.
They're not claimed.
Yes, they won't have an owner coming forward.
I don't even want to know or speculate, but is there a chance somebody just wanted to get rid of it?
Oh, there's always that chance. I mean, it happens a lot with dogs.
Yeah.
That we see.
Yeah.
Litters of kittens.
You can see that.
One of my rescue dogs was found in a box in Walmart parking lot. So, yeah,
you could see the rationalization there where somebody would say, oh, somebody will take care of it.
Somebody will take care of it.
That's not the way to do it, people.
And one thing I do want to bring up, because it happened to us just last week, was with somebody came in and just was ready to dump a litter of kittens. And we said, stop. We do not have capacity right now to care for kittens to bottle feed, particularly. Bottle feeding is like... And this was more than one. You're going to have to bottle feed, you know, every few hours. And it's just, it's too much. We don't have the capacity right now. There's money involved. And the individual was upset that we could not do so and threatened to do something. Oh. And I don't know how helpful that is, but it really isn't all that helpful to solve a problem. But please don't dump it on shelters and rescues where everyone's doing the best they can. And it's, we're trying. And so if people are like, well, how can I help? We get that a lot because we've got a great community. Is ask about fostering. Ask about, you know, I wasn't really thinking about adopting, but, you know, I could have room for one more cat or kitten. And never say never when you lose an animal going, I never want to do this again. It's like if you opened up to your home to and heart to an animal at one time and it was hard. It's hard.
It is.
But you won't regret it. I mean, when you get to come home and, you know, people are usually like judging you. Why are you so late? Blah, blah, blah. The animal does not care. You came home. That's what they wanted.
Yep, right.
You came home and they don't care what you look like.
You came back to me.
Yes.
I would love to come home to Ginger. What's her name?
Socks.
Socks.
Jeez Louise.
She's Louise.
Oh my stars.
Get it right.
Louise, a good name for a kitten.
Jeez Louise. Thelma and Louise.
This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design. 20 years of screen printing, specializing in custom apparel with expert craftsmanship and personalized local service. Check them out on see what they can do for you. They've got a good website showing you examples of what they do. ProTeamDesign.com. Ladies and gentlemen of Voice for Companion Animals. I don't know why I said gentleman.
There's one in there.
He is.
There's one.
Louise, there's one.
Louise is female.
Right.
But Socks.
Yep.
No, so, not Socks. Socks is female.
How long before Socks is available?
I'm going to guess by middle of August.
Okay, so just a couple of weeks, really.
Yeah.
See pictures of this beautiful, beautiful cat. The wonderful, wonderful cat. Felix, another good name for... Anyway,
Felix.
Blog section of theisland.com. Thanks for all that you do.
Thank you, and thank you for letting us come out. Adoptions are key. We are, again, at capacity, so if someone is thinking about adopting or just kind of interested, come and meet him. Come and see him. Ask about them. We still have our two Yorkies that are a bonded pair. We still have Mia and Kira and Marley and Coda and several cats and kittens.
How's my friend Norm?
Norm got adopted.
That's right.
And Stevie got adopted.
Yep.
Can you give me the personal information of the people that adopted Norm? I'd like to go see him.
No. It was a closed adoption.
You knock on the door. Hi, you don't know me, but I really am in love with your cat.
Creepy.
Friends, man.
There's a party going on right here.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning.
It's a celebration.
107.7 The Island. Yeah!